I changed my name to Wendy.
No, you would not change your name to Wendy.
For $50,000.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
First of all, I don't know if you've noticed anything new about me, Victoria. I have new headphones.
You do have new headphones. I was also going to say that it is August and you're wearing a toque. It is so hot outside. You're insane.
There was a time there my friend was visiting and like, I don't have the most hair, but I was like talking to him and I was just like, took out a little comb, sort of like brushing my hair. He's like, yeah. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm just making sure my hair is in line. He's like, what hair?
That's so rude.
I know. So rude.
That is so rude. I'd be so hurt by that.
Also, it is August, yes, but we have the air conditioning on, so it's a little chilly in the house all the time. That's why I'm wearing a hat.
First world problems, hey?
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's chilly from the AC, so I have my toque on. You know what? I don't have that problem because we don't have AC.
Wait, you don't have AC?
No, like we have a window unit.
Uh-huh.
But wait, that's it.
You don't have central air. Oh.
No.
Why?
I have been asking myself that question since I moved to Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We need AC though. Stat.
You got a new van recently, right? You got the soccer mom van.
Yes, I did.
You can get an AC unit, you know, right?
No, I know we can get it. I think everyone's just like, oh, it's only hot in Alberta for 2 weeks. The past couple of years, it has been hot. Like, I'm talking, our house can get up to 29 degrees. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's hot.
Can I recommend that you get it, please?
Honestly, yeah, we've been talking about it. We just need to bite the bullet and do it. But you know what, though? We're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the coldest summer of our lives.
Then the summer after that. And think of it, I think of it from resale value. When you go to sell your house, if and when, having AC. Just how I think now about everything. Resale value.
You know what, though? Okay, I need to talk to you about this. Maybe this is like an off-topic conversation, but we're having an interior design team come to the house to talk to us about putting an addition onto our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like another room? Or what are you thinking?
No, like an extra like 30 feet with a garage and maybe going up a level. Yeah, like doing a full addition.
Wow. That's exciting. Yeah,
I know it is exciting. So I'll have more details soon. Because it's either we do an addition or we build a house, which building a house right now is super expensive.
Crazy expensive. Mm-hmm.
Or we start a new yard and just bringing in all the services would be $150,000.
That's wild.
Just in services like water, power, you know,
all the works.
Gravel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can get an AC unit then, is what you're saying.
We can get an AC unit, but we'll see with this addition what we're going to do.
Yeah. Why are you guys adding an addition or thinking about adding an addition to your house?
We need more space because right now we live in a bungalow. We have two bedrooms upstairs and then a spare bedroom downstairs and then Garrett's office downstairs. And we have, we need more space.
Let me tell you, if you were to move to Saskatchewan, I can tell you a wonderful property.
The market's hot, hey?
Hot. So how have you been the last couple weeks? It's been a minute though, since we spoke.
So busy. I mean, I have a toddler and a baby. So every day is an adventure. And you know, when some days you wake up and you're like, oh, I just want a chill day.
Yeah.
Toddlers don't have a chill day. They wake up every single day ready to do stuff.
Ready for
havoc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been busy. I mean, it's been wild. We had the rodeo here.
Right. How did that go?
So fun. Next year, Cole's going to do mutton busting. With the kids like ride the sheep.
Ride the sheep. Yes. Yeah. He's going to do that.
Next year. Yeah. This year, he's a little too young.
Because he'll be three next year, right?
He'll be three next year. Yeah.
Wow, mutton busting at three. That's crazy to me. So Alberta.
So right. How have you been?
It's been a busy summer. Real estate has been good. It's just like annoying me constantly because I hope they don't hear this, but I have just the most annoying buyers right now who are just like making me do all this work and driving around the city and taking me to places. And I'm like, you're not even interested. Why are we going here? And because I'm still newer, I can't like stamp my foot down completely and be like, no, we're not doing this. Which I did the other day, actually. I had a client who were taking to three different places. And then we saw the first two that were perfect for him. And then the other one was 20 minutes across the city. And he doesn't have a car. That's a long story.
He doesn't have a car.
Long story. So it's fine because he's moving. He wants to move to places that are like closer to where he currently lives. We're looking at apartments and condos that are like 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
Right. So the other one was 20 minutes away. And I'm just like, they canceled the listing. It's sold. So we're not going to go to that one. Because I'm like, I'm not driving 40 minutes back and forth for a place that you clearly don't like anyway. Let's just not even do that. So it's fine.
And do you get reimbursed for your gas?
No, I do not. I do not.
That sucks.
Yeah. I just filled up yesterday. It was $104 to fill up my car.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, no. No, no. Besides that, things have been good. I've just been working for the most part, enjoying the summer. I came across this article the other day and it made me think of you immediately. It's not in a shady way, don't worry. But I wanted to ask first, are you the type of person who likes to be around your partner all the time?
That's so funny. Yeah, of course. Especially now more than ever, when he's home, life is so much smoother because it's chaos with two kids.
Right. What did you say to me the other day? I want to have another one. I'm like, you're a ridiculous woman.
I know. I do. There's something about just the newborn stage and the newborn cuddles. Oh my God. Yes, I would love another one, but I know how crazy they can get. So
you literally just describe your life as hectic and crazy and
it is havoc. Chaos. Yeah. but yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I'll talk to you in 6 months.
Talk to me in 6 months. Yeah.
So I was reading a story that says that couples should only have couple friends, and they think that it's suspicious to have friends outside of your spouse and that you shouldn't have friends that your partner hasn't met. And I want to know your thoughts about that. Do you and Garrett have separate friends?
I know all of his friends and I know all of the friends who he's hanging out with. Has he ever gone and hung out with a girl on his own? No. And I think I would probably have a problem with that if he's like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with Susie Q down the street. You know what I mean? I'd be like, what? And he's like, oh, no, I've known her forever. I'd still be like, no, I don't like it.
You'd have to meet her.
Yeah, I can. Well, yeah, I'd have to meet her, but I don't think I'd be comfortable with that at all. Would you be comfortable with that?
I don't really have a problem with that at all. And I think it's the opposite for me. Like, I don't need to be around my partner at all the time. It's nice to be around them for sure. You know, I grew up with like how many siblings? So I like to have my space and I like to be by myself. And Kyle's the same, where we do spend time together. But then it's also nice to be like, I'll go to my office and just have some time to myself, or he'll be in the basement and then we'll reconnect. I have friends that he hasn't met because I met them before I knew him and they live in different provinces. So I'll go visit them for sure. And he has many friends that I haven't met or I've met once in a while. And I'm like, yeah, I'm completely unbothered by it. I'm like, please, please go hang out with them.
Please leave me alone. I think it's healthy, though, when couples are able to go off and do their separate things and then reconnect. I think that's awesome. Yeah, no, good for you guys.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, though, because it's different when you're in a relationship and you're married. You know, it's different to have different types of friends. I get that. I just think I'm always going to be that person that will like to have friends all around, and we can meet for sure. And you can meet my partner. That's great. But also, like, let me spread my wings and let me fly, because I'll come home and I'll tell him everything that happened. Yes. You know, because there's nothing like crazy, except when I go to Regina, because those days are crazy out there. Let me tell you, I was there a couple weeks ago and they're telling me a story about they went to a party and this one person smeared diarrhea all over the bathroom wall and everything. What? And it was like, who did this type of thing? And I'm just like, who did you invite to your house that is smearing diarrhea everywhere? It was,
a grown person.
Woman
smeared diarrhea all over someone's bathroom?
Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Okay, there's so much to unpack here. And I just don't understand how... She'll never be invited back. She's got issues.
I don't know what drugs were involved or how much alcohol or what depression or there was something that was up with that. But that's the stories of things that happen when I visit.
Jesus. That's wild. Yeah. That's insane, actually.
Yeah. So it kind of makes you happy for sometimes our really meek lifestyles where we don't have to deal with stuff like that on a regular basis.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
If someone did that in my house, I'd be like, of course you need to leave. I'd be like, I need to drive you to a hospital because you need help.
No. It would be like, you guys need to hide the body because I have murdered this person who ever did that in my house.
Oh my God. If my toddler's not smearing poop all over the walls, then there's no excuse for you.
Exactly. And like we said before, you can handle it when it's your own. If it's your kids or your pets or something, even your husband, like he wouldn't do that. But still, it's different when it's your own versus someone, a friend or a stranger like that. Like,
I honestly think if Garrett smeared poop on our walls or someone else's walls, I think that's grounds for divorce. I think the judge would be like, oh, you know, yeah, 100%. And she gets all the money.
Everything. She gets every single thing.
Everything. Because you're nuts. Yeah, you're exactly. Absolutely nuts.
These are some fun this or that questions. I think you're going to have some trouble answering them. Ready?
Yep.
Ninjas or pirates?
Pirates.
Is it because they steal the booty?
It's just ninjas. No. Pirates. All about the pirates. Come on.
I said that ready to go. Broccoli or squash?
Squash.
Fresh juice or smoothie?
Ooh, smoothie.
Travel alone or travel with friends?
Oh, with friends. Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato fries or french fries?
Sweet potato.
Ugh, you would be a sweet potato person. Why?
Oh, with that like mayo sauce? Oh, so good.
No. Anyway, it's fine. Late night snacking or Facebook stalking?
Oh, I love a good Facebook stalk. I love a good deep dive, a good investigation. Oh, yeah.
Do people still do that?
Oh, yeah. I creep.
I just assume most people don't post on Facebook nowadays. So you got to do like an Instagram dive or maybe even like a TikTok dive maybe.
Yeah.
Eating instant noodles for breakfast or eating cereal for dinner?
Oh, I've had cereal for dinner. I think we all have. Yeah,
I've had cereal for every meal of the day before. It's completely fine. M&M's or Kit Kat?
Oh, Kit Kat.
Lay's or Pringles?
Lay's. Good. With a hell of a good dip. Yeah. So good.
Wait, you eat your Lay's with dip?
Like the plain Lay's chips with hell of a good dip? You've never had?
I don't buy plain Lay's.
With ever. Hell of a good dip. Come on. Okay.
Black people don't buy dip, Victoria. Okay. We buy barbecue chips.
Oh, barbecue chips are so good.
Right?
They're so good. I feel like they're so underrated. Yes, yeah. I feel like they're so underrated.
Yeah, everyone always talks about ketchup or all dress. I'm like, no, barbecue is the bomb.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Eggs or pancakes for breakfast?
You know, I'm not a big pancake person. I like eggs. If they're waffles, I like waffles.
It's the same batter.
No, but it's something about waffles are better than pancakes.
This is going to be hilarious. Fan or an air conditioner?
Well, fuck me, eh? I'd rather choose AC, but here we are living the fan life.
I didn't know before I picked these questions. And then the last one is crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Really?
Crunchy, yes.
Oh.
Oprah says all your food needs a crunch to it. Yes. And I agree.
Do you know how many times you have mentioned that Oprah quote to me?
That was my aha moment.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Okay, so we have really, really good friends who are moving away. And my son Cole is just obsessed with their daughter Harper. I mean, they're 6 weeks apart. Like he's always like Harper, like loves her. And I feel like he's going to be experiencing his first real heartbreak at 2 years old when they move away. Do you remember your first heartbreak? And it doesn't have to be, it can be just a friendship heartbreak or like a dating heartbreak.
I've never really had like real heartbreak before from a romantic point of view.
Yeah.
You know, when you're super dead inside, nothing hurts you. So it doesn't matter to me. I remember in elementary, there was an exchange student from, I think, Puerto Rico. His name was Ignacio. And we were like really, really good friends. And then he was only there for about a year or so. So when he moved, it was really devastating because we got really, really close and we were pen pals for a little bit. And it's just not the same, you know, connecting to the letters than it was like having that person in your life, but I haven't thought about him until now. It's been
a minute.
I wonder
where he is. We need to do a deep dive.
I did search on Facebook like a while ago, but I don't remember his last name because I was a child. So that was tough. And it is tough when you have really close friends and they move away and it's like people in your life for a certain period of time and you appreciate them. And it's Erica moving, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are they moving to?
They're moving down to like Red Deer area.
Okay. You or Garrett have family that's close in Calgary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
we do.
You'll still see them. Not as often as, you know, going down the street, but
it's going to be for all of us. Yeah. Devastated.
He'll make new friends.
No, I already told Garrett. I'm like, no new friends. He's like, wow, you've really turned small town, hey? Yeah. I'm like, no new friends. We're done.
You are super small town now.
It's super crazy. Small town now. Like, we're good.
Game over. This is going to be fun for me. If you could eliminate one sport from existence, what would it be?
I know that this is a sport because it's gotten a lot of traction on TV, which is like grown human beings riding fake horses and like jumping over obstacles. Have you seen that?
I've seen that on like meme pages. Is that a real thing?
Yes. People are saying that this is a real sport.
No. No, yes, it's not. No,
yes,
it's
not. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So that's a sport I would eliminate because I'm like, you know, no, this is not a sport.
No. Well, the correct answer is hockey, Victoria. Eliminate hockey. Get rid of hockey.
No, I love watching hockey.
No,
hockey's...
you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Especially during the Olympics. I'm like thinking of all the Olympic sports that I enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? What about you?
I already answered the question.
Hockey. Well, okay. Come on.
Let me tell you, we were at Kyle's parents the other day for a barbecue. It was me, Kyle, his brother, his dad, and his uncle. And his mom was there. Sorry. We were all hanging out in the backyard. And then they're like, okay, we need to go inside and turn on the football game. And then these men were glued to the TV. And I was looking at Kyle and his mom, and I'm like, can we have some female energy up in here or something? Because I'm just like, these men don't care. They don't want to have a conversation. They're just watching TV. And I'm just like, it's watching sports live is entertaining to me. Yes. Watching it on TV, I just don't care in the slightest.
Okay, so exactly, like watching baseball on TV, like never in my life.
So boring. So boring.
Are you kidding me? Going to a Jays game, so fun with a group of friends. Love it. Because you're just chatting, eating peanuts and like, you know, having a great time.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I would eliminate hockey though, just because I know it'd piss off a lot of people. Be like, what's my identity? I don't even know what I can watch any. Yeah, it'd just be so funny to watch people not know what to do without hockey.
You know what? And there's I was also going to say badminton, but I know that would piss so many people off because there's hardcore badminton people out there who
really?
Are like, are you kidding me? Badminton is awesome. Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah, we played it when we were like in high school or whatnot. Yeah. But like, anyway, I don't want to get people mad. So we just going to stop it right there.
People are going to get pissed. Yeah. They love their badminton.
Okay, so I don't like to talk about this often, but we are both in our 30s. So I know. I was having a conversation the other day. We were talking about things that don't exist anymore, like rotary phones. And I was telling this kid the other day that I'm like, you know, when I had my first cell phone, I had to pay 10 cents to send a text message. This was a real thing in the early 2000s. We had to pay to do that.
Do you remember you couldn't text before like 9 o'clock? Remember?
Yeah.
You're like, no, text me after 9 p.m.
Yeah. Free calling. And I remember they bumped it up from 9 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's like, oh, we can text all we want. It's crazy because that wasn't even that long ago.
I know.
But makes me feel really old. So I wanted to ask you, what are some things that make you feel pretty old?
Oh, there's so many things that make me feel old. Like basically, like no DVDs or CDs, like none of that. Like even we bought a brand new van. Mm-hmm. There's no CD player. Like, you know, it's there's a USB port. I'm like, what is this? That makes me feel old.
You know, I was driving a client yesterday in my car and they're like, wow, you have a CD player in your vehicle? What year is this? And I was like, it's a 2015. Thank you.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, he was 2022. So he was just like making fun of me. And then he was using terms like, oh, man, that's so lit or fire. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
You're like, no.
Like, what year were you born? Clearly 2001. And I was like, I can't have a conversation with you using words like fire and lit. And I'm like, I sound like my parents now.
You know what? Also, like, if Cole wants to watch a show, mm-hmm. and I'll put a show on, he's like, no, he wants a different one. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, you get what you get. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, back in the day, it's like you turned on the TV, there were three channels.
Yeah.
You get what you get. Now it's like they have access to Crave, Prime, Netflix. YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. there's a million shows. And if he's already seen it, he's like, no. I'm like, no, you're too. No. We used to have to sit there and go through commercials. Actually, commercials, remember on YTV? Those were the best.
Because
you were just like watching all these commercials that you, for products that you knew you were never going to get. Because your parents were like, absolutely not. But like, it was nice to dream.
Well, even with commercials, remember, like, you'd be watching your show and you'd like think, okay, I have 2 minutes to go to the bathroom. And then you can hear someone, your sibling, be like, it's on. You have to run back from the bathroom to catch it on time.
Yeah, your parents are like, you could stay up late, but you have to brush your teeth like in between the commercials. Remember those?
Yes, yes. Because there was no like Netflix, there was no rewinding and all that. It was live TV. We used to do this thing in my family. We would have like an animation domination VHS tapes. So we would like record off the TV Simpsons and King of the Hill and all these things. And I had literally 30 stacks of VHS tapes, because I was the one who was responsible for it, of all of these old episodes of these shows before Netflix and everything that I would use. We would watch them all the time.
Yeah.
And I still have them back at my mom's house. We pulled them up and I'm like, does anyone have a VCR player?
No.
My niece is like, what's a VCR player?
I know. It's crazy. And I also think too, like, what did I used to do on road trips? Just sit there.
it's so true.
Sleep. I know. Read a book. Absolutely not. You'd get car sick and you throw up everywhere. Like, what would you do?
I couldn't imagine going on a road trip now without like some form of a device or music or something. We're old now. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Jamie, when you see a new food trend online, like on TikTok, like remember, TikTok always has good ones. I just saw one for like green beans. And do you remember like a couple months ago, it was like the feta and the tomato?
Yeah, the casserole thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have to try it?
I don't want to be that person who does be like, I have to do this. But you remember when the Ninja Creamy was like all up and crazy on TikTok? I bought one, and I think the latest one I saw was people were taking s'mores and then putting cookie dough around them to make the cookie dough. And we did that last week and it was really, really good.
Was it good?
It was so good. Yeah.
No, I'm very much influenced by TikTok.
I hate it. I hate it because I don't even have TikTok, but now TikTok bleeds into Instagram and Facebook. So I see everything and it's all food. So I save it all and I send it all to myself. And then I'm like, Kyle, we have to do this. I'm disgusting. Yeah.
I mean, the cookie s'more thing, like, absolutely, I would try that.
I can't lie. 99% of the things that I make are bomb. So I'm like, okay, I'm cool with it.
Burger King in Thailand is going crazy with these viral videos, which is offering a burger with no meat and a lot of cheese. It's called a real cheeseburger.
Yeah.
A bun filled with at least 20 slices of American cheese. That's it.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
It is. It's gross. Why don't you just make a grilled cheese? Like, I don't understand.
That's the thing.
You can't even call it a burger.
Yeah. And it's literally just processed cheese. It's not melted or anything. But I've seen people online trying it. And most of them are saying that it's gross because it's literally just cheese and you can't finish it. But something about it makes me like curious about trying it. Not if I'm paying for it. If someone else paid for it, I'd try it, you know?
You know what I would do is I would buy the burger, take it home, and then make 20 grilled cheese sandwiches with it. Because that's the only smart way to do this.
So instead of going to the grocery store to go buy cheese, you just go to Burger King and buy the burger.
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually smart. Guys, I ran out of cheese. I'm going to go to Burger King for the barbecue and just go get it.
Aren't you proud of me?
You know,
I feel like this is saving money.
That's a hack right there. Respect. That's actually respect.
Fake news. Fake news. You are fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Okay, two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure this out. So a man changes his name to Bubba Bubba Bubba, a man changes his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger, or a man changes his name to Bippity Boppity Boo. Which one is the fake news?
I'm gonna go with Bubba 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 because I like the other two really.
Well, that's real. A man did change his name to Bubba Bubba Bubba.
Oh, God.
That was his childhood nickname, and he thought that'd be cuter. Take another guess at it.
Bippity Boppity Boo.
That's the fake news there. Yes.
I love it.
The man did change his name, but it was to Bizao Doodoo Zobippity Bop Bop. He's been arrested multiple times, and I think he just thought it'd be funny to have that as his name in his criminal history.
So funny, though.
I don't know, man, but who would change your name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger? That's what I want.
I love
know.
It. I love it, though. Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
So does he just order them a lot, or does he like them, or I don't know, but that's just funny.
Like you're waiting to see the doctor. Bacon Double Cheeseburger, you're next.
I'd like one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
If you love sandwiches and don't really care for your first name, Subway has an offer for you. The restaurant announced that one lucky customer who legally changes their first name to Subway will be rewarded with a free Deli Hero sub for life.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
Depends.
People can register at subwaynamechange.com, and the winning contestant just needs to agree to legally change their name if they are selected. The winner must undergo a background check and must provide the company with proof of the name change within 4 months of accepting the prize, which will be awarded in the form of $50,000 in Subway gift cards.
I have a couple thoughts about this.
Okay.
One, in this economy, not surprised that people do this because you know what, man? Yeah. Times are tough. Got to do what you got to do. Two, you'll get famous for this because you'll be the person who legally changed your name to Subway. So you'll get a lot of followers on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And then you'll get your 50 grand worth of subs. And then you can change your name back because it's a process. It's a paperwork. So if they do it for however long, switch your name or keep it to Subway, you'll be forever famous. So I think it's actually kind of smart.
You know what? I do see the benefits of, you know, having $50,000 to Subway. It is Subway. Like, I feel like if it was like maybe something a little bit better, like Wendy's, I'd change my name to Wendy.
No, you would not change your name to Wendy.
For $50,000. Combo number 7? Yeah, I would. I would. Would you change your name to Dairy Queen? Yes, you would. Yes,
1,000%.
You would.
Dairy Queen is different. That's a cute name. Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Come on.
Dairy Queen Balligan?
That's cute.
So Wendy's a hatsy? Wendy? Come on, I can get behind that.
No, that would be like, I am clearly from Alberta. Like, where's my milkmaid and outfit and everything? Where's my...
God, I'm so hungry right now. I could go. We got a DQ in
you
town.
You do have a Dairy Queen, exactly.
I know. It's really exciting.
You should change your name and see what they give you then.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinions. It's a rare social phobia that's characterized by an irrational and overwhelming fear of what other people think. You and I do not suffer from this whatsoever.
Not at all. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Amy Poehler was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams when she took on the role of the cool mom in Mean Girls, which is crazy because she looked so much older than Regina George.
She did, and that's actually so sad that, okay, so Amy was 32.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams was 25.
Stop.
But she
that
looked like she was in her
40s. Die inside. Oh my God. A 73-year-old bottle of French Burgundy became the most expensive bottle of wine ever sold at an auction in 2018, going for $558,000. Could you imagine having that much money?
Well, I do imagine it all the time, but I wouldn't spend it on the wine either, unless I had like billions of dollars. Nutmeg is a hallucinogen. The spice contains something I can't pronounce. It's an actual compound that has mind-altering effects if ingested, which is why people, like, it's kind of similar to like the cinnamon challenge. You're not supposed to ingest big spoonfuls of that because it can give you hallucinogens, but they can also like kill you at the same time.
I had no idea. I thought the cinnamon challenge, you just choked on it and died.
That too. You know, it's just don't eat spices like that. Mix them in your food. Don't take spoonfuls unless you want to die. Imagine that's how you went. A spoonful of nutmeg.
Yeah, that would suck.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
If you could dip your fries in one thing only for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A Frosty.
Okay, I know you really want Wendy's, but it's
a Frosty. What am I supposed to say? Ketchup?
Well, no. I thought you'd say like mayonnaise or an aioli or something like a Frosty.
No, Frosty. Come on. That's a good answer. Good answer.
This is not Family Feud. I do not agree. I'm also not one of those people who likes to put potato in milkshake. It's just...
Oh, it's so good.
That's honestly like the whitest thing I've ever heard. And again, I'm not insulting the people because I know it's a common thing, but I had never seen it until I saw my friends do it when I was in high school. And I'm like, why are you dipping your fries in ice cream? That's so weird.
It's like a funnel cake.
Well, you know what also is like funnel cake? Funnel cake. That's what you should...
Okay, what are you dipping yours in?
Well,
ketchup?
I do ketchup, mayo... Garlic mayo, any kind of aioli, hot sauce, anything that's like normal.
That's not a Frosty. Okay, well, you're just boring.
No, I like flavor.
And spice and everything nice.
Spice. Frosty's good too. I'm not that person. But you know what I will do? I am going to go get a Frosty because you've mentioned it multiple times. Now I feel like I should go get some Wendy's.
God, the nearest Wendy's is 4 hours away from me. So
worth it. When I lived in High Prairie and they didn't have a Dairy Queen, I drove to the next town over to go get myself a Blizzard.
Value View?
I did. 100% I did. For a Blizzard it. And a joke back. This is our life. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.